professors, and Mahmoud Khalil, Columbia University graduate, an activist who spent over 100 days in an ICE jail. He was sent to Jena, Louisiana. During that time, his wife, Dr. Noor Abdellah, gave birth to their first son, Dean. He was released on June 20th. This coming weekend, I'll be speaking at the Roxy Theater in San Francisco on Saturday and in Berkeley. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez.
You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. And we acknowledge that we are broadcasting on Treaty One territory, the traditional and ancestral home of the Anishinaabe, Inuwak, Dakota, and Anishinaabe peoples, and the homeland of the Red River Métis. Hi there, and welcome to Voyage here at CKUW. Jazz between now and 1 o'clock, 3 hours of the best in the contemporary world of jazz with a sort of a historical nod partway through the program. My name's Keith Black, and as always, it's a treat for me to be able to share some of the music I love with you for the next 3 hours. I hope that you can stay tuned. We've got the usual mix of brand new and not so brand new material on part of the wide range that there is of jazz in the around the world, and there's no way that I can sample all of that in one program, but I do the best I can. Here is the overall playlist between now and 1 o'clock. I'll mention just so you have an idea what's coming, and then I'll go back and do a more detailed introduction of each of the groups. Starting off is drummer Carl Allen with a new CD of his. Then a group called Trio of Bloom. Talk about that when I get there. Then electric bass player Rich Brown from the GTA with his brand new and really fine album. And I'll talk again about that when I get there. Following that is my historical segment today, and every now and then I'm sort of drawn back to the 70s, 80s, and the fusion period. And so my historical segment today is culled from a collection called The Essential Mahavishnu Orchestra. So you're going to hear a lot of great guitar playing and very interesting stuff from Mahavishnu. Following that, a brand new album, very interesting album, with pianist Sylvie Courvoisier and trumpeter Wadada Leo Smith. A pair of very, very fine artists who do a great job on this new album. Following that, and the drummers are getting a pretty good show today, next is Joe Bowden with his new album called Music is Life. Then alto player David Binney and drummer Tommy Crane from Montreal from their new album. And finally, drummer Eric McPherson will probably see us out to close to the end of the show today. There's the overall outline. And now to get back to the top, so to speak. Carl Allen is a New York-based drummer, and he has brought together what he is calling his dream team, a trio, with Christian McBride on bass and Chris Potter, the great Chris Potter on horns. It's a very fine album with a lot of sort of covers of some neat and well-known pieces and some also stuff of very unfamiliar perhaps to most people. But I'm going to start my program with that, and Potter just flies on this album. It's a great, he's a great saxophonist anyhow. The first track is called Parker's Mood, which goes back to a bop classic, if you will, and refers to, of course, Charlie Parker. Then a track called Happy Times, and then a quieter one called A Morning Story. To start the show, then, the Carl Allen Trio from the album called Tippin', which came out a little bit ago, not too long, this year anyhow. Here is Parker's Mood. You just heard three tracks from an album called Tippin, T-I-P-P-I-N, apostrophe, whatever, from drummer Carl Allen with what he calls his dream trio, with Christian McBride on bass and Chris Potter on saxophone there. It's a very neat album, and they play very nicely together. It's on Cellar Live label, which comes out of Vancouver, so I'm not sure if there certainly is a Canadian connection there, although I don't think the recording was done in Canada, but there's clearly a link to the Canadian scene there. Tippin'. And you're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM. My name is Keith Black, jazz between 10 and 1 live here on Wednesdays in the studio, streamed live at ckuw.ca and archived there as well if you want to check out past efforts and see what's here, what's been going on in previous weeks. But moving on now from that trio to another very different trio. It's called Trio of Bloom, and it is made up of Craig Taborn on guitar, on keyboards, Nels Klein on guitar, and Marcus Gilmore on drums. This is a little different sound from the trio that you just heard, and they are very inventive, these guys, in creative modern music. And this is the first time they've played as a trio, and they have called themselves, therefore, the Trio of Bloom. And so we'll see if there is a second album and what that does down the road. But this one has just come out a couple of days ago, actually. And so I'm going to play two tracks from the Trio of Bloom. The first one is called Night Whistlers, and the second one is called Unreal Light. Here is the Trio of Bloom. We'll be right back. Different trio there than the one that started the show. That was the trio of Bloom with Nels Klein on guitar and Marcus Gilmore on drums. And oh dear, I'm having a little one of those moments when all my stuff is scattered all over the. I'm very messy here at the studio. You need to know that. What can I say? And yes, Craig Taborn is the name I was groping for the keyboardist there. Some very neat playing, and they're somewhat more adventurous than the first trio. The first trio had a slight sort of retro feel to it, I suppose, but the harmonies and the improvisations of Chris Potter were certainly right up to date. And the Trio of Bloom, you're going to hear more of that album in the weeks to come. It's very fine. And it snuck all the way to 10:41 Central Time here on the 1st of October. My goodness, September just sort of slid away, and with pretty good weather, and today's another beautiful day. Lovely to get into October and still wear shorts and a shirt on the when you're going to go walking after my show. There you go. Okay, getting back to from two trio settings to a solo album that doesn't sound as much like a solo album because there are overdubs and loops and electronic effects and whatever else. Electric bass player Rich Brown from the GTA, very busy and in a number of different groups. He is frequently playing the bass in a number of bands out of the GTA. I've had the pleasure of talking to him a couple of times when he was in town. And I have been able to look him right in the eye and say that his melodic inventions and his work on the electric bass almost makes one say, Jacko who? Because he has the same sort of inventive curiosity with his instrument. Very good stuff. And he has put together, after an immense amount of work, this solo album called Niaba, N-Y-A-E-B-A. And the title refers to an imaginary West African griot, G-R-I-O-T, a term that may be familiar to you. It's used a lot in Asian folklore as well. And it refers to a storyteller. And the griot of history is very common in cultures around the world, but this one refers to an imaginary West African griot who travels and shares his experiences in music, and the music therefore is haunting, relentless, and always evocative. And like the griot, Brown is a storyteller with his music. His commitment to melody is fabulous. And with the griot stories hinting at Eastern, Asian, and Brazilian influences, the emotional impact of this album is really great. And it is, in other ways, very personal album. There's a lot of risk taking here with Rich Brown in his talking about what he is playing. One of the tracks I'm going to play today is a fascinating track, and it's called, well, I don't even know how to pronounce this, Turiya Sangeetananda, or thereabouts, which means the Transcendental Lord's Highest Song of Bliss. And it refers to the meditation work that he allows, that Rich Brown allows, has been instrumental in helping him achieving peace at a time when his emotional situation required it. And in this case, it's a reference to Alice Coltrane and her debt to meditation, which is really well known. And the album, the track actually explains in her own recorded voice some of the background of what meditation did for her when she needed it. And that is going to be the last of three tracks I'm going to play today. The first track is called The Sum of Our Tears, and it really evokes a journey from serious loss, expression of pain and depression, ending to a sense of hope and faith. It's a really neat track. And the second track is called Heart of a Lonely Woman. And it starts out in a way that is not all that familiar, but then it breaks into a very interesting cover of Ornette Coleman's Lonely Woman. And it's a very fine track. So I'm going to play The Sum of Our Tears, The Heart of a Lonely Woman, and then the Yuri Sangitananda meditation reference. Here is Rich Brown and Rich Brown and so on.
I would like to say, to state at this time, that there were days that I know that I spent more than 20 hours in meditation. And there were periods of time that lapsed like beyond 2 or 3 weeks that I know that I was well beyond what the human endurance is when it comes to meditation. Thank you.